startup is an economic development program with no taxes, tied to the state's network of higher education institutions, like UB or Canisius. The program is just over a year old, and there aren't any startling jumps in jobs from the 37 companies admitted to UB's program, with five more admitted but not announced. More than half are computer-related companies. The entire program drew a blast in the Erie County Legislature, with legislator Edward Rath saying it's an epic failure.
The last thing we need to be doing is pushing money into a program that is not working. And part of the additional funding for this is going to be taking money out of the New York State Power Authority and pushing it back into startup. That's another classic example of New York City and Albany getting it wrong. What we should be doing is taking that money and pushing it into effective and efficient economic development.
Legislators want the program killed and any savings put into tax cuts. In the Center of Excellence in Bioinformatics and Life Sciences, the opinion was far different, as UB ran an event for companies in the program to talk about how they're using the university staff and faculty and building space to help grow their companies using startup. Karen Utz is Director of Program Administration for the UB Office of Economic Development.
First year's companies that have applied for the program, I think that it's in the neighborhood of 150 jobs for the first 12 months once they enter the tax-free area. But these companies are all encouraged to forecast conservatively, and that we understand young companies start small and have the opportunity to grow well.
Companies presenting to the meeting are working on products from computer-connected safety glasses, which warn workers of dangers, to a genetic test for diseases like Ebola and MRSA, far faster than current tests. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.